Yeah, it's going to be real interesting. Like, I like Pinto, and I remember everyone, like, and this is the thing that I think Sens fans need to start realizing. We need to stop looking at the draft. We really need to stop looking at a player being like, he was drafted way too early. You know who you can make an argument who was drafted way too late? Mark Stone. Sixth round pick, and now he's making $9.5 million. Pajot, drafted, I think, in the fifth round and making $5 million. Hoffman.
Welcome to the Sens Hour podcast, your number one source for Sens content, part of the Hockey Podcast Network, hosted by Shane from Ottawa and
Derek from Muskoka, almost near Leaf Country out here.
But I think Clevin was right up there because they traded up to get him with the Leafs. And again, they passed up some talented players for a guy like Clevin. But now Clevin's all of a sudden looking like a talented player himself. Like that goal that he scored in the third game in UND was outrageous. It was just not something you're expecting from the Twitter scouts, especially.
Sens Hour Podcast, your number one stop for all your Senators content. New episodes coming at you every Monday and Thursday, part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Have a good one. Stay safe.
Take care.
You've heard us talk about DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports, and how payday can come every day by entering their contest with huge cash prizes up for grabs. This week is jam-packed with action, ranging from basketball to golf, and DraftKings has plenty of ways for you to have a front-row seat to all the action. Make a lineup on DraftKings has excitement every night and is simple to do. Draft your lineup and feel the sweat like never before. Every moment means more with the DraftKings lineup on the line. It's simple. Each player has a salary associated with drafting them. Assemble a lineup of players while staying under the salary cap. Sit back and watch the points pile up. DraftKings has paid over $7 billion to users across all sports. DraftKings is the leader in daily fantasy sports, so there is no better place to get in on all the action. Now all you need to do to play is download the DraftKings app and sign up using the promo code THPN. New users will get a free entry with their first deposit. That's code THPN to get a free entry with your first deposit only at DraftKings. Again, promo code THPN. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Hello, LA Kings fans and hockey fans, and welcome to episode 24 of season 2 of the Kings Den, as always presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. As always, I'm your host, Jordy Cunningham. Thank you so much for joining us here for episode 24 of season 2 of the Kings Den. There's a lot to be excited about in LA. Your LA Kings are the hottest team in hockey right now, winning games left and right. They extended their winning streak to 5 straight games on Monday night after beating the St. Louis Blues 3-0. We'll get into all that. This has been an impressive stretch for your LA Kings right now, and it's just, hopefully it's just going to keep going, man. We talked about how this is a huge, huge road trip for this team, and I said going into the road trip, if you get 6 points, you're in good shape. I said if you get half the points, it's a successful road trip. They're at that through 3 games, right? Got all 6 points through 3 games, haven't allowed a point since, and they upped the winning streak up to 5 games Monday night with the 3-0 win against the St. Louis Blues. First of all, in this game, the Kings wearing those reverse retro, or sorry, not the Kings, the Blues wearing those blue or red reverse retros. Those things are sweet. I love those things. A lot of people hate them. I know the Blue Notes guys hate them. I think those are awesome. But don't work for them on Monday night as your LA Kings beat the St. Louis Blues 3-0. It all started with, what did we talk about last episode? We talked about how some of the Kings deserve some credit. We talked, well, the whole team deserves credit. So this team deserves some respect on their name. We talked about that in the last episode. But we talked about Gabe Vilardi. We talked about how he should be up for the Calder. He could be up for the Calder. He opened the scoring in this game. A first period goal, made it 1-0, a power play goal from Carter and Grundstrom. Great goal. Great to get the special teams going. Once again, we've talked about the special teams has been good for this team this season. Another power play goal. They went 1-for-2 on the night. Again, Vilardi, his fifth of the year from Carter and Grundstrom. That made it 1-0. And, you know, good to get the second unit power play a goal. Because most of the goals, it's been the first unit. It's good to see the second unit get a goal. Vilardi gets his fifth of the season. That made it 1-0. And then, fast forward, late in the second period now, chances at both ends. But then late in the second period, Dustin Brown takes advantage of a turnover and just cuts in front of the net from the left side and just flying in midair gets it past the goaltender. That made it 2-0 at the time. Brown's ninth of the year. Definitely a highlight reel goal for sure on that effort as he flew and got it past Binnington to make it 2-0. He literally was on the left side, offhand, cut to the middle, flew and got it past Binnington. That made it 2-0 at the time. And all the goals come in late in periods in this game. Vilardi's was with 2:30 left to go in the first period. Dustin Brown's 2-0 goal was with just over a minute left in the second period. And then Brown, with just over a minute left, scores the empty netter, his 10th of the season. First Kings player to reach double digits this season, his 10th of the season. A two-goal game for Dustin Brown, both unassisted. That made it 3-0, and that would pretty much seal the deal for your LA Kings as they would go on to beat the St. Louis Blues 3-0 in this game. Like I said, Dustin Brown, his 9th and 10th of the year. He is up there in goals. What is it? Austin Matthews has 16. McDavid has 12 or 13. Brock Besser and a few others have 12. A few have 11. Dustin Brown's right there with 10. And, you know, it's awesome to see. And also, this game was huge, not only for two goals for Dustin Brown. This was his 1,200th career game. All of them. First player in Kings history, to reach that feat. So congrats to Dustin Brown on doing that as well. Two goals in your 1,200th game. Just a great, great accomplishment for Dustin Brown. Well-earned, well-deserved, and the great career that he has had. You know who else was great in this game? Jonathan Quick. He's been great of late. 31 stops to get his second shutout in three games. Second shutout in three games. His 54th of his career. That moves him to tied for 24th all time, I believe. But just a great game for Jonathan. Both goalies were great in this game. Quick and Binnington. Binnington made 29 saves. The shots were even in this game, 31-31. Quick was the first star with the shutout. Binnington was the second star with just allowing the two goals. But Quick, man, a huge part of this winning streak has been the goaltending. And the goaltending has been awesome in this stretch. And Quick playing some of the best hockey he has in a while with two shutouts in this streak. The one problem for the Kings in this game was the faceoff circle, as the Blues won just under 60% of the faceoffs in this game. And also the Blues, a way more physical team in this game as well, outhitting the Kings 39-20. But that doesn't matter, as your LA Kings came out with the victory. The Blues put the push on in the third period, and LA did a great job to shut them down. They were aggressive during the first half of the third period, but they were smart aggressive, and they knew not to make dumb plays. And the Blues were battling back, but LA did a great job to shut them down, as the Blues had 14 shots in the third period, 14 of 31 shots in the third period. They were pushing to get back in the game, but the Kings did a great, great job to shut them down. And just talking about that game as well, let's just talk with the man of the hour, the man of the game, Dustin Brown, the two goals in his 1,200th career game. He said, just on the second unit, getting a goal and having both power play units looking good in the game, he said it's huge. Last couple of games, they've been a cleaner power play than us. It's just how it works some nights. We have really good players on both units. I think the other key to it is that we have a little bit different looks on each one, so it's tough to defend it if you have to adjust to Gabe's unit versus Kopi's unit because of how we run it. So it's true. Like, both power plays do have different looks, and that can be very tough to defend for an opposing team for sure. And then just talking about the surge that the team is on right now, the winning streak, Dustin Brown said, I think here it's definitely a team collective. We just talked about getting those guys back in the lineup. They were huge parts of our team, and we weathered the storm while they were out. We were getting more pieces back, and it really helps us. The surprise part, I think everyone is probably surprised outside of the room. I think we have a good team in here. I think we're building some of the momentum that we had last year, the confidence. We have some young players coming in and kind of learning on the fly and doing a pretty good job of it. You have a good veteran core group, and some other spots are starting to get filled by some younger players, which is a good thing. And that's true. You're seeing that a ton on this team, where the younger guys are filling in the roles and setting their spots. They're putting their spots kind of in pen instead of in pencil, and it's awesome to see some of the players doing that as well. And he was referring to players getting back, of course, in the last game in Arizona. Andres Athanasiou was back in the lineup. This game, Sean Walker was back in the lineup. Awesome to see him back in the lineup. Definitely a face that you want back in the lineup as well. So good to have him back on the back end in that game as well. And then just head coach Tom McClellan on being back in the lineup on the game as well. First of all, again, on the power play, speaking about the power play as well, he said, without a doubt, it can keep the opposition off balance. The second unit doesn't mimic what the first unit does, but in certain situations, especially on breakouts and entries, they do something different. And it's valuable when you're clicking. Tonight, they got the game-winning goal. It was important for them to feel confident, and I think we kept them out there a little bit longer than we would have normally, but they've deserved that time in other power play situations, so good for them. That's true. The second unit did look great, and it's just going to look better, and I hope it does. Like I said, the special teams have looked great for this team so far this season, and they're just going to keep that going for sure. And then, talking about Athanasiou's presence back in the lineup, actually, he said, the first one, it's difficult to come back from. What he went through, not being able to train basically at all for 2 weeks, is a tough thing for any athlete in any sport. To come back and integrate back in the lineup, I think speaks volumes about his ability to skate and his quickness. Today, I think we saw that a little more. He was quick hands, quick feet. That line was dangerous. There's some speed on the wing, and Amadio can move the puck around. We were happy with the minutes they gave him. So again, happy with Athanasiou's second game back in the lineup. Definitely improving on. It's tough when you have to go from do nothing for 2 weeks to all of a sudden being back. You're supposed to be 100% again. That's tough to do. And Athanasiou is doing that. He's looking a lot better. And then just talking about, again, head coach Tom McClellan now just touching on the 5-game winning streak and the veterans. He said, oh, we're not surprised one bit. We've chosen these five to be here for a reason. They have championship characteristics and qualities that have spread throughout the locker room on a daily basis. They can win 3-0 or lose 3-0. They're still doing the things that we need them to bring to the young players along. It's such a good environment for a young player to be in right now. He was referring to the leadership group, and it is such a great leadership group that the Kings have. And a lot of them are playing well, and it's starting to take the league by notice. There's a lot of people noticing it, and it's just awesome to see. Like, Kopitar is one of the best players, if not he's right up there, if not the best player in the North Division so far this season. Drew Doughty is right up there. He's having a great season, like we talked about last episode. Dustin Brown's having a great season. The veterans are all having great seasons, and it's awesome to see for this LA Kings team, because it's what this team needed. It is really what this team needed, is to have this great veteran group produce and click, but also help the young guys along as well, and they're doing a great, great job of that, and it's awesome to see. And now a little live reaction here, as your LA Kings just beat the St. Louis Blues for the second time in a row, winning 2-1. They're six straight wins for the LA Kings, tied for the longest winning streak this season in the NHL. The game literally just ended. I'm gonna break it down quickly right now here in episode 24 of season 2 of the Kings. And quickly, before we get into this game, we've talked about how the Kings are just getting healthy in the like Athanasiou back, Lazat back, Walker back. Well, of course, as we know, on the weekend they lost Jared Anderson Dolan to an injury. He got placed on the injured reserve earlier today before this game, and just minutes before this game we found out that Mikey Anderson wasn't good to go on the defensive end. A lower body injury, wasn't good to go. Kind of a shock that he wasn't good to go. He took part in the morning skate, but wasn't good to go. So he was out tonight Curtis McDermott went back in. But, you know, this is what this LA Kings team has done over the course of this winning streak. They've had lineup changes, guys in, guys out. Doesn't matter. They're finding ways to win every single night. And they did it again tonight, winning their sixth straight game, a 2-1 win over the Blues. So perfect on the road trip so far, the two games in Arizona and the two games against St. Louis. Now in this game, man, you got to feel bad for Cal Peterson, man. So close to the shutout. Jonathan Quick has the shutout in the game one, and Cal Peterson was a minute and 46 seconds away from getting the shutout as well. A full shutout of the Blues would have been insane. We'll get to that in a second. It was the Blues had the momentum in the first period. They came out firing. They were trying to take advantage of this LA Kings team. They outshot the Blues outshot the Kings 11-5 in the first period, but the Kings did a great job of shutting the door. Cal Peterson was great in this game. He saved this game for the LA Kings. He was really, really great in this game. 35 saves, the first star of the game. But it was 0-0 after the first. You get to the second period, you know, halfway through the game, just over halfway through the second period, just over halfway through the game. Just a nice little innocent play, but a smart play by Dustin Brown. Mata gets left to Dustin Brown. Brown's coming up the right wing, and he sees he doesn't really have a passing option. So what does he do? He just puts a shot on net off the pads of Binnington. It goes right to Iafallo, cutting to the net, who finds the back of the net. Iafallo, his sixth of the season. That made it 1-0 for the Kings at the time. Of course, Brown with the assist, his seventh of the year, and Ole Mata with the secondary assist. That's his second assist of the season. And then just a few minutes later, first one since being back in the lineup, Andras Athanasiou. You know he's playing on that fourth line right now because of the chemistry that was developed while he was out of the lineup. And, you know, Athanasiou is getting some chemistry now with the fourth line with as he scores his fourth, assisted by Wagner and McDermott. And, you know, this is one that I think Jordan Binnington is going to want back. It just got underneath his glove and went off his glove and in. I think it's one that he's going to want back. But, you know, it was a nice play by Wagner. Nice curl pass by Wagner. He was up, going up towards the left corner, curled it back down to Athanasiou, who ripped it past Binnington. And again, I think it's one personally that Blues fans aren't happy that it went in. I think it's one that Binnington should have stopped, honestly. But hey, goes in for the Kings. Great job by the Kings. That made it 2-0. It was 2-0 for the Kings after the second period, just like it was on Monday night. And then in the third period, it was a lot of the same as Monday night. The Kings did a great, great job on the forecheck, getting zone time, and doing a great job keeping the puck in when the Blues were trying to get it out. They really killed a lot of the clock in it. Sean Walker, I thought, had an awesome third period, unbelievable third period on the defensive end. He did a great job keeping the puck in multiple times. Man, that line of Lizotte in there right now with Grundstrom and Moore, they did a great, great job on the forecheck. The forecheck was unbelievable for the team in this game and in the third period. They did a really great, great job of keeping the Blues on their toes and in their defensive end when they were trying to come up and tie the game, get back in the game. And also, was that the longest 6-on-5 delayed penalty in history? I mean, the Kings get a delayed penalty, and the 6-on-5 went for about like 3 minutes. Kings did a great job getting it out of the zone, forcing the Blues to get it out of the zone without touching it. It was crazy. That was, I don't think, I've never seen a 6-on-5 from a delayed penalty that long before. It went for over 3 minutes, but the Kings did a great job. They finally touched the puck, and then they did a great job on the penalty kill, just like we've talked about before. Just a Blues 0-for-4 on the power play tonight. Like, the Kings' penalty kill is doing outstanding work. They only had one power play. They went 0-for-1. But the penalty kill is just doing outstanding work for this team. And it's just awesome to see. It just really is. And then after the power play, Kings do a great job of on the penalty kill, like I just said. It was actually 6-on-4 for a while as well. They pulled the goalie for a bit as well. Kings did a great job. But then 6-on-5, goalie pulled. You know, the way it was going, like, the Blues were putting relentless pressure. But you just thought, you know, like, is Cal Peterson going to get this shutout? I really think he is. But then, no, Sundqvist finally got one past Cal Peterson with a minute 46 left. That made it 2-1. That cut the deficit in half. And as a Kings fan, you're like, oh, no. Like, what's going to happen, like, this isn't good sort of thing. But the Kings, you know, they kept at it. They did a great job to shut the door down. There was a puck that was just beside Peterson towards open up, but Kempe did a great job to get a stick in there and get back. And then how do you not get that empty netter? I mean, the Kings have been great at getting the empty netter. Doughty has his chance. He misses by 30 feet, hooks it a little bit. Vilardi wins the race to get it and hammers it off the post. I mean, first of all, great job by Vilardi to neglect the icing. But you have part of the net and you hit it off the post. That's almost more impressive that you hit it off the post than off than get it in the net. But, you know, that was icing on the cake. That, and it was great to see as your LA Kings come out with the 2-1 win over the St. Louis Blues. Perfect on the road trip so far. 4-0 on the road trip. 6-0 in their last six. Six straight wins. And, of course, points in their last seven. But six straight wins for the LA Kings. They are the hottest team in hockey right now. Are the playoffs a possibility? It very much could be. It very much could be the way they're playing right now with six straight wins. And we talked a lot about this North Division, how we really thought that, like, the top three in this division were, like, St. Louis, Colorado, and Vegas. But I don't know, man. Like, all those three teams have been, like, just okay, you know? They've been, like, good to okay. They haven't been great like everyone thought that they were going to be. They've been very shaky, very average. So it's kind of interesting to see where this division holds up. Dustin Brown was the second star of this game. He had a great game. And then Drew Doughty was the third star of this game. He had a great game as well. He was logging the ice time as well. Let's see, Drew Doughty. Hey, he got his average over 26 minutes of ice time tonight, 26-11. He played over 6 minutes of the final 10 in this game. He was an absolute beast again tonight. We've talked about how well he's been of late, but a bunch of guys, big ice time tonight. Like I said, Sean Walker had a great night. Mata was over 25 minutes. Roy over 22 minutes. So, just again, your LA Kings is just a full team effort right now. Everyone is playing so well, and it's great to see. And how about that one player in the third period where Vilardi's just dangling around three guys, like his line as well, with Kempe and Carter had a couple of great chances in that third period as well, and just cannot find the back of the net. But again, six straight wins for your LA Kings. They are playing some great, great hockey right now, as they are currently third in the division. They are ahead of the Arizona Coyotes, who had a great comfort behind victory tonight. But your LA Kings currently third in the division right now at 9-6-3 after their six straight wins. Only Vegas and St. Louis are ahead of them, but it's close, man. Like, the Kings are tied with Arizona with 19 points. Minnesota's at 20 points. Colorado's at 19 points. This is a close division with a lot of hockey still to be played. And your LA Kings are in third in the division, but they have the fourth best goal differential in the division. Like, how does that work? But again, your LA Kings are just playing some great, great hockey right now, and they got two more games on the homestand, as they have one day off. They have Thursday off. They travel to Minnesota, where they will play back-to-back games Friday night and Saturday night, both 5 o'clock starts. So let's see how that goes. You know, Minnesota's playing well as well. They had a big win tonight, Wednesday night. So it's going to be interesting to see how these two games go against Minnesota, a team that the Kings are all too familiar with. And you have to remember, the second game of this winning streak was the 4-0 win against Minnesota, Quick's first shutout of the winning streak. So Minnesota's going to want some revenge, obviously. We're going to have to see what happens. It's going to be super interesting to see. I'm super excited to see what's going to happen over these two games on Friday night and Saturday night. And just quickly, I want to talk about the events of the past weekend for the NHL. Congratulations to the NHL on the Lake Tahoe weekend. As wild and crazy and unexpected as it was, congrats to the NHL for the Lake Tahoe weekend. Because honestly, like, I think the weirdness of everything that happened brought more to the event. Of course, as you probably know, Colorado and Vegas play on Saturday in the sun outdoors. They get one period in and then they have to delay the game, but it comes back at night. And honestly, it was awesome because the views during the day were awesome of the sunshine, but then the views at night on the lake, like right beside the lake, but with no fans there, it felt felt very kind of campy. It felt very like at some shinny outdoors in the middle of winter sort of thing. And that was awesome to see. So honestly, as shitty as the delay was, it was awesome and very neat for the NHL to kind of see that as well. It was really, really cool to see. And then the next day, Sunday, you adjust the time for the Bruins and Flyers game, so it's a little later. Beautiful picturesque views at sunset of them playing. I know the lighting might have been a little difficult for the goaltenders, but it was beautiful from a fan's point of view to see Pasternak wearing those unbelievable glasses, missing out on Barbie Girl. He was doing his hilarious stuff. But that was also the most viewed hockey game on the NHL on NBC, which is a crazy, crazy feat when you think about it. So I think the weirdness kind of brought the fans in, and it's awesome. Of course, like, you can argue they're playing at Lake Tahoe. There weren't all allowed fans, obviously, and there wasn't going to be fans there anyways. But it was just crazy to see that's the most viewed game ever on the NHL on NBC, and it's awesome to see. So also, congrats to the NHL on the Lake Tahoe weekend out of the weirdness of it and everything. It was very, very cool to see. And shout out Dusty Gooch and his wife, Mrs. Gooch. That was awesome. I know that took their internet by storm. It was very funny, but shout them out as well, and thank you for the service that they have done during the pandemic. And with that, that has been episode 24 of season 2 of The King's Den. Thank you so much for joining us on this great episode. As always, don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at The King's Den THPN. Oh, by the way, before we get into that, also, we have a contest going on right now. I tweeted it out. It's simple. I tweeted out the link with the instructions. All you have to do is follow us on Twitter at The King's Den THPN and follow the Hockey Podcast Network, because, of course, we're presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. Follow The King's Den at The King's Den THPN and at HockeyPodNet to be entered. Retweet the post, and the podcast with the most retweets, we will pick a random person who retweeted the tweet to win an LA Kings jersey. So go find the post, smash that retweet button, because you want the chance to win an LA Kings jersey. So go get it done. And then it's been there. We've had a lot of great interaction on Twitter lately as well. So keep it up on Twitter. It's fun to mix it up on Twitter. So keep mixing it up as well at The King's Den THPN. Or, of course, I'm your host, Jordy Cunningham. Don't forget to follow me at Cunningham Jordy. Of course, like I said, the Hockey Podcast Network is at HockeyPodNet on Twitter and Instagram. Also, don't forget to follow the Hockey Podcast Network on Facebook. Just search it, the Hockey Podcast Network, or on YouTube for all of our great video coverage. Just search the Hockey Podcast Network. And of course, don't forget to follow us on Patreon for just $1. You can find all of our exclusive bonus content, including after hours and so much more. And of course, after you're listening to this, don't forget to like, rate, subscribe, and review. And go check out all the other great podcasts here at the Hockey Podcast Network, because everyone's just killing it. Everyone's doing such a great job. All the podcasts for every team, all the individual shows, original content, go check them all out and go give them a like, rate, subscribe, and review. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you have a great weekend. Wear your mask, stay safe, and we'll talk to you on Monday for episode 25 of season 2.